This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
The Rich Scioli Show Podcast.
Well, we're going to start doing, ask people a poll on Facebook. You can weigh in. So the first thing we'll ask them is, A, are you sick of the Bill O'Reilly story, or do you care about the Bill O'Reilly story? What do you think? Is it still an interesting story, or are people bored of it?
It's kind of interesting, especially since he came out and said, look, this does not have a basis. He's basically implying that the women were paid off because they were going to sue, and the lawyers always cost more than whatever the settlement is. So
yeah, I'm bored of it. I'm bored of Bill O'Reilly. I know.
He's hugely popular, you know?
No, I mean, I'm bored of the story.
Oh.
Yeah, of the subject. And my program director said, look, you got to talk about it because it's still what people want to talk about.
Yes.
And your job is to talk about what people want to talk about.
Even if you don't necessarily care about it.
Even if you don't want to talk about it.
I think it has a chilling effect for women. I think it has the opposite effect of what the women want to achieve. Because I think quietly, if you're hiring, what everybody's talking about is, wow, these women got a ton of money. Look at all this. And so I think ultimately it's not good for women. That's just my take because there's no evidence anywhere.
Yeah.
And so it's just, I think ultimately it does not have a good effect.
I think that they wanted Bill O'Reilly out because he's, 67?
Well, the Suns wanted him out. And that's the real story.
Right, that's the real story. This was a way to get him out.
Yeah, it's a power struggle.
This was a way to move him on.
Yes, you betcha.
And clear the deck and start over. Because how do you get rid of Bill O'Reilly otherwise? You really can't. Unless you have a good excuse. So you have a good excuse, you can move him out.
Yep.
And then you get to rearrange the deck with your people and then start, making Fox News in your image. I mean, think about it, right? The Five is a young, hip show.
Yep.
Right? Who's on it now? Is our buddy Greg Gutfeld still on it?
Greg Gutfeld, Dana Perino, Kimberly Guilfoyle, and I think Bob Beckel's back, isn't he?
Yeah, he is back.
All right, so it's almost a young hip show.
Yeah.
One exception.
There's one.
you have that, and then you have a young guy in Tucker at 8 o'clock.
Yep.
And then you know who's the next to go, probably, is the guy on at 10, right?
Oh, boy.
No, I mean, that's probably what's going to happen eventually. They can't do it too quickly, though.
It's the flushing out of the Roger Ailes people and the bringing in of the Murdoch people
The Sons.
Yes.
Oh, interesting. You get out the, I see what you're saying.
Greta left and, you know what I mean? Like all the originals.
Who were the dad's people and Roger Ailes people. So it's the two sons are taking over. And so, Rupert Murdoch, obviously the father, had said to the sons, you're going to take over my company. But it's hard for him to do that. So Greg's exactly right. It's the power struggle,
Because really, there's no reason for them to get rid of Bill O'Reilly now. They already paid.
Mm-hmm.
Even if there's stuff out there, it doesn't change anything. You know what I mean? Even if there's a tape, I've heard there's tapes, there's audio evidence of him, whatever. Whether that stuff is out there or not, O'Reilly could weather the storm, and they could weather whatever advertisers leave. At the end of the day, if you're bringing 4 million people to watch, somebody's going to pay to be on that show.
100%,
am I right?
Yes.
They tried that boycott of Limbaugh. It didn't work. Rush is still on the air. And somebody will take the place of that to advertise, to hit those many eyes.
As well as they should.
Yep.
Right.
That's the free market.
And so I never join boycotts on the right. And, the people that join boycotts on the left, well, there's be somebody else who will move in to take that place. Okay. But so then this is an excuse to get him out.
Right.
Basically. They can turn around and they can. And then he has no way to turn around and sue them for wrongful. Well, he could, but he can. It's much harder for him to win that case.
Exactly.
Than if they just said, you're gone. Right. I think.
Yeah.
So
because they can blame, well, we lost advertisers. It's time to part ways.
Yeah.
But and it also is telling that Rupert Murdoch, the dad, said some very gracious things. I think he still adores Roger Ailes and Bill O'Reilly. They built something together that's very difficult to break up. But these sons are saying, Dad, we got to move on. We got to. That's why they need Scioli.
You got to move on. Well, maybe Berkeley will launch the TV show next week. Well, we'll certainly Facebook
I'm
Live
actually
it.
Serious. I'm not being sarcastic. I know. You know I'm not sarcastic.
You don't have a sarcastic.
I don't,
You lack the ability to be sarcastic. like I lack athletic ability. Dawn lacks sarcastic ability. She just can't be. It's amazing. So Fox is redefining themselves. And then I guess the question is, did you hear that Jillian Mayle is going to the Fox and Friends morning show?
Yeah. She's great. I think she'll be great. Good. Yeah.
What about Ainsley?
I don't know.
Maybe she'll do the weekend because they do the weekend Fox and Friends.
It's so lame. The weekend.
I think they like Ainsley. I think they're adding. I don't think anybody's leaving.
I don't watch it. I don't know. It just sounds lame. It'd be better if we were on it.
Yeah.
We should be the what do you call it? The Saturday morning.
Do you want to work Saturday mornings?
Nope, not at all. No. Not even close. I don't even want to watch those shows. I turn it off on the weekends now. I have to. You know what I mean? And whenever I'm around my parents, they always want to talk politics, and I have to shut it down. I just need 24 hours to shut it down.
We live and breathe this stuff 5 days a week. You know, 2 days out of the week, we should be able to not live and breathe it.
It's awesome.
Well, for me, I mean, I don't know about you, but I feel like I listen to, so it's kind of like if you listen to Gold every day and then you go to a family thing and then you listen to them trying to talk about it, it's like I can't listen to it. But I'm like Trump listening to the prime minister. I'm very polite. I listen.
The best was when Elaine was dating the gynecologist and he had no interest. Because he deals with it all week?
All week. Yep.
That was one of the funniest Seinfeld episodes ever.
Rich Cioli, 3-6, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.